Results of a public opinion survey on the beverage report. To get the scheme accepted by the Treasury and reduce costs, pensions were limited 1942 to 1943. PREM4/89/2. Summary. 95% of the public had heard about the beverage report. Great interest in the report was discovered, and, strikingly enough, this interest was most marked amongst the poorer people. General approval was found for the main features of the schemes as set out in the report. The extent of the approval varied from the bare majority saying that weekly benefits of 40 shillings per week for a married couple was about the right amount, to an overwhelming endorsement of the proposal to include everyone in a comprehensive scheme of medical services. The majority thought that the government should take over the smaller life assurances. The greatest volume of criticism was directed towards the proposal to start old age pensions at 14 shillings a week. The majority of the public thought that the amount should be made at least 20 shillings a week immediately, or at least that the rate of increase to the maximum of 24 shillings should be speeded up. There was overwhelming agreement that the beverage plan should be put into effect. There was, however, a much smaller proportion believing that, in fact, it would be put into effect. There is no reason why a childless widow should get a pension for life. If she is able to work, she should work. The public were asked to express their opinion on this statement. 68% agreed with the principle, many adding the view that if a widow must work, she has a right to a job. 9% were undecided, 21% dissented, mainly on the grounds that widows ought to be cared for by the state or that only widows who were young and physically fit should have to work. Little difference existed between the views of men and women or of the various age groups. Widows themselves were less in agreement than the public as a whole, but the majority of them agreed with the statement. Results for widows as a group being 58% agreed, 31% disagreed, 11% undecided. An outstanding proposal made by Beveridge is that doctors and hospital services should be extended free of charge to every person. The suggestion was heartily endorsed, with 88% of the public welcoming the idea, only 6% expressing disapproval, and a further 6% undecided. Although the greatest amount of opposition existed amongst the wealthier people, no more than 17% of those in that group desired to see the existing arrangements maintained, whilst as many as 81% were prepared to welcome the suggested innovation. In no other subgroup were there more than 7% opposed to the suggestion of free medical services, and it will be appreciated, therefore, that the proposed extension of the panel system to cover all members of the family and to cover all forms of medical treatment is one of the most popular in the whole report.